Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Talkin' Steelers Football, another part of our 10-part series that's offering a position-by-position look at the Steelers as we continue to count down the days until training camp opens at St. Vincent College. Today's assignment, breaking down the outside linebackers. Is Jarvis Jones going to start on opening day?
Ask Jason Worlds.
Very good answer. Very good answer, because I really think that that's what it will be.
And
I think Jason Worlds is going to have to lose the job every bit as much as Jarvis Jones will be able to win it.
He'll have to be horrific, Worlds will, not to start the opener. But if we see from Jason Worlds what we've seen to this point, I think Jarvis Jones is starting maybe after the bye week. If we see improvement from Jason Worlds, then maybe the Jarvis Jones era gets put on hold. Certainly a wonderful opportunity for Jason Worlds. He can try to become this year's Keenan Lewis, Bob. A guy who kind of left you wanting until he finally got an opportunity to start. He can take that and run with it and earn himself a big payday either here or somewhere else, because they pay you at that position when you're knocking a quarterback down.
Yeah, and, you know, Jason Worlds to me is a little bit similar to Cam Hayward in the sense that, you know, what the coaches say about him is a lot more positive and optimistic than what we seem to have watched of him when he's in the game. So, you know, there's a lot of playing of these positions, and I've had this discussion with some coaches every now and then when they will, after watching the video, they'll say, well, you know, he had a pretty good game. He was where he was supposed to be. He did what he was supposed to do. But the thing about the outside linebacker position, and you brought it up in terms of getting paid, for you to get paid as an outside linebacker, you have to do stuff that I know is a good – I know
you have to knock the quarterback down.
Well, right. I can tell that sitting in my seat in the press box without looking at a lot of replays or coaches' video or knowing what the call was or any of that stuff. If you're doing those kind of things, those obvious things, that's how you get paid at outside linebacker. And we'll see what Jason Worlds has. I fully expect him to be treated early in this camp as a starter, not as a guy who's – fighting for a job. In turn, he's like Cortez Allen, Steve McClendon. He's a starter. Now, whether he shows enough to hold on to the job, or, you know, Jarvis Jones shows enough that, hey, I'm the kind of guy who can take it from him, we'll have to see. But I think you are correct in the sense that, you know, putting the quarterback on his back, either when he still has the ball in his hands or just as he's getting rid of it, hits on the passer are going to define, in my opinion, Jason Worlds' 2013 season.
You know, I'm just talking to some of his teammates throughout the spring. They think the guy's got the ability. There's been some injury issue. There's been some inconsistency issue. It hasn't happened yet. That doesn't mean it can't. And Larry Foote has been banging the drum to Jason Worlds about James Harrison and how James Harrison was not a starter when the Steelers won the Super Bowl after the 2005 season. And he didn't become a starter until they drafted Lawrence Timmons. But James Harrison took over outside linebacker.
Joey Porter.
After Joey Porter left and kept Timmons inside. And as Larry Foote says to me, he has told Jason Worlds repeatedly, I don't care who they drafted to play what. If you're knocking the quarterback down, you're on the field.
Right. Yeah, it's a fairly simple concept. And, you know, that's the one thing, you know, that Jason Worlds has shown, I think, an ability to do is brush the passer. Mm-hmm. Now, is he always in the right spot? Does he always hold the point of attack for the running game?
Oh, that's getting way too specific. Is he always trying? He had 5 sacks last year and 4 special teams tackles.
Well, yeah,
I've never seen a stat line like that in my life.
Well, yeah, the special teams, to me, it is an issue because, you know, in my experience here, every butt-kicking Steelers linebacker that I've ever seen in 27 years
proves it in the kicking game.
Right. starts out. Even
got to get this. Look at him search and destroy. You got to get this guy on the field.
Got to get him on the field somewhere. And that's everyone from Greg Lloyd, Jason Gilden, Chad Brown, LaVon Kirkland,
Joey Porter.
Right, all those guys. Jason Worlds. I don't know if it was a mental thing in special teams or whatever. But you're right. He did not shine in that aspect. But what do you have? What did you say? 5 sacks.
Yeah.
If he doubles that
in pretty limited opportunity there.
Yeah. So, I mean, if he ends up taking care of that by putting the quarterback on the ground, I don't think we'll be talking about, wow, Jason Worlds is the first linebacker who we ever saw who was went to the Pro Bowl because of rushing the passer who couldn't play special teams.
Jason, get about 12 and a half sacks. Somebody else can cover the punts.
So they'll find somebody else to cover the punts if you have 12 and a half sacks, Jason. But Adrian Robinson, I think, is a guy who should not be discounted in terms of a roster spot. He is someone that even last summer, he was an undrafted rookie from Temple. Even then, scouts were talking about his quickness coming off the edge in stature, height, and weight. He's reminiscent of what James Harrison is a shorter guy, stocky. We'll see if he's as powerful. And another guy that I have been hearing some things about in terms of sleeper is Alan Baxter. I just heard that name a few times. I don't know if this is some sort of smokescreen or what, but Alan Baxter is someone, an undrafted rookie from Northern Illinois. If you're sitting up on the hills at St. Vincent College, and you're watching the linebacker drills, check out number 45 and see what he's doing when the pads go on. Some guys rise to the occasion. Other guys kind of shrink. We'll see which one Alan Baxter is. But from some reports, he has positioned himself with his offseason so far to, I don't know, be in the mix. We'll see.
You know who else we should probably keep an eye on?
Who's that?
Lamar Woodley.
Well, I mean, yeah, that's Lamar Woodley is the given in the group for me, and Lamar Woodley. I don't need to keep an eye on him. I saw him here in the off season. He looks great, and I think looking good and feeling good will help him stay healthy. And if he stays healthy, he's a really good player.
Always has been up until very recently. Had a couple talks with him during the OTAs and minicamp, and he maintains it was a high ankle sprain, nothing you can do about it. He was never right. I asked him if his weight was an issue, and he said, when you're getting the numbers, nobody cares what you weigh.
That would be an accurate statement.
Getting back to that get the quarterback on the ground thing kind of starts and ends there at this position, does it not?
Yeah, and, for Jason Worlds, if you're getting the numbers, nobody cares how many special teams tackles you don't have.
But Woodley also said he needs the guy on the other side to help.
Yes. Oh, there is some of that. But, I mean, Lamar Woodley is, in my opinion, defensive player of the year capable. He needs to be the bell cow of this group. And, I think he is on the verge of having exactly that kind of season.
That would help.
Yes, it would. That'll do it for this edition of Talking Steelers Football. For Mike Pursuta, I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.